From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. opposes action that would threaten the stability of Lebanon and warned other countries against using Lebanon as a venue for proxy conflicts. Marissa Melton has more.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah accused Saudi Arabia of detaining Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri and asking Israel to launch strikes against Lebanon. Tillerson said on Friday there is no indication Hariri has been detained by the Saudis against his will or that he resigned under duress. He added Hariri needs to go back to Lebanon to make the resignation official so that the government of Lebanon can function properly. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In addition, the Saudi-led military coalition carried out two airstrikes on the defense ministry in Yemen's rebel-held capital, Sana'a, late Friday, according to witnesses. The Houthi rebel media outlet Al-Masriya also reported that two airstrikes occurred. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. will no longer tolerate chronic trade abuses.
At the core of this partnership, we seek robust trade relationships rooted in the principles of fairness and reciprocity.
Trump was speaking to a gathering of CEOs at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation in Da Nang, Vietnam. He also said the U.S. has not been treated fairly by the World Trade Organization. A leak of more than 14 million documents from firms involved in offshore finance, known as the Paradise Papers, has engulfed some of the world's most famous names. Bono with the band U2 is now among them, although the leak does not indicate illegal activity. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he stabbed a person to death as a teenager. Milo Ortega reports he made the claim Thursday in a defiant speech to promote his drug war ahead of a summit of world leaders that would take place in Manila.
Duterte was speaking to the local Filipino community in the Vietnamese city of Da Nang when he said that at the age of 16, he got into a rumble and stabbed someone. The BBC noted his spokesman later said his remarks had been in jest. Duterte also threatened to slap a UN rights rapporteur if he met her and use obscene language to hit back at critics of his deadly drugs crackdown. Since taking office 16 months ago, police say they have killed nearly 4,000 people in the crackdown. Another 3,000 people were murdered in drug-related crimes, while thousands of other deaths remain unsolved, according to government data. Critics at home and abroad warn that he is orchestrating a campaign of extrajudicial mass murder carried out by corrupt police and hired vigilantes. Duterte denies the allegations. Milar Sega, VOA News.
Matthew LaRotonda reports a British tribunal has upheld a lower body's decision that Uber drivers are entitled to rights, including minimum wage and vacation time.
Uber suffering another legal defeat in the United Kingdom on Friday as it struggles to maintain its presence in the country. It's lost an appeal against regulators' decision that Uber drivers are entitled to workers' rights, like the minimum wage and paid vacation, similar to normal employees. The taxi service is likely to challenge the ruling again in a higher body, and the case could go all the way to the Supreme Court. Defeat could be a fatal blow to Uber in the UK. It would force the taxi app to rethink its entire business model there, as those benefits would cut severely into their profit margins. Reuters estimates London alone accounts for over half of its net sales across the continent.
Reporter Matthew LaRotonda. Analysts warn Turkey's increasing fractious relations with some key Western allies are taking a growing financial toll amid investor concerns. Although the lira surged Monday on news that Turkey and the United States had resolved a dispute over the detention of some of Washington's local employees in Turkey, the currency plummeted on Tuesday following apparently contradictory statements by both sides. Sri Lanka's government faced increasing pressure Friday to answer for alleged human rights violations following a recent war crimes lawsuit and allegations from over 50 men who said they were raped, branded, or tortured as recently as this year. The men's anguished descriptions of their abuses come after nearly a decade of civil war. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.